Santee builds up while its school board faces a scathing grand jury report. Construction is well underway on the long-awaited Santee Community Center, which broke ground January 30th and is scheduled to open in November 2027. The two-story, 12,500-square-foot facility at Taos 129 Riverwalk Drive, adjacent to the Cameron Family YMCA and Santee Aquatic Center, will include an event center, multi-purpose rooms, two covered patios, a service kitchen, food truck parking, and a four-tier amphitheater. The total cost has risen to approximately $26.8 million, up $3.1 million from earlier estimates, funded through $14 million in development impact fees, a $4.5 million state grant, general fund reserves, and American Rescue Plan allocations. The building will also serve as the city's backup emergency operations center. Santee schools are posting notable academic results. A February Education Recovery Scorecard showed Santee students improved in both math and reading between 2019 and 2024, making it one of few California districts performing above pre-pandemic levels in both subjects. District leaders credit math teacher training, smaller class sizes, and counselors placed at each school. The Santee School District has also completed comprehensive safety upgrades in partnership with a national nonprofit founded by Sandy Hook parents, installing upgraded cameras with cloud-based archiving, sophisticated alarm systems, speaker notification systems, and internal classroom locking mechanisms. The Grossmont Union High School District, which serves Santee's high schoolers, graduated 4,725 students across East County on June 3rd and 4th, but is simultaneously facing serious scrutiny. A San Diego County civil grand jury report published June 5th accused the GUHSD governing board of basing its 2023 decision to cancel a mental health services contract on falsehoods and misrepresentations. The board's decision left students without access to six mental health clinicians and a suicide prevention program for 4 months. The grand jury issued 10 recommendations, including requiring the board to allow San Diego Youth Services to serve three East County high schools through its East County Behavioral Health Clinic. The report specifically cited concerns about care provided to LGBTQ+ students, suggesting the board's decision was politically motivated rather than based on service quality. The district has 90 days to formally respond to the findings.